big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
I wrote a letter, I wrote that letter, my sweet little darling. I asked my darling, won't you please come on home, because I love you so.
Yes, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the August 21st, 2008 edition of the Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo, and as always, I'm happy to have you here for a special edition, special in a couple of ways. First of all, we started an hour early, so tonight's Big Beat Show will be a two-hour extravaganza. But more importantly, I have with me here in the studio a very, very special guest who traveled a long way to get here tonight, Mr. George Frunze. Thank you very much, George, for coming here, and welcome to the Big Beat Show.
Delight to be here, Lou. Thank you.
It's great to have you here. And, boy, looking at your lineup, the playlist you showed me is fantastic. Why don't you tell this listeners what we're going to be
sure.
in for tonight?
Well, I'm originally from Philadelphia. I'm very proud of the music that formed my roots in Philadelphia, and I know that Ron Lockwood, who's also with us, is from Baltimore, and he's particularly proud of the music of Baltimore, and this great music of ours, the R&B vocal group sound of the 1950s and the early 1960s, took place everywhere around the country.
So it's an old Baltimore set?
No, not quite.
Okay.
So it took place all over the country, but it also took place in New Jersey.
Yes,
and since we're here at Rutgers, the State University, mm-hmm. I thought we would play some absolutely, positively fabulous music. Labels, groups, and music from the great Garden State of New Jersey. And I'm delighted to be here, and thank you for the invitation.
Well, it's my pleasure. And we started off with something really, really great by the Serenaders. Want to tell us about what we heard there?
Right. Well, this is going to be part of a three-record set that will be our initial set, Saluting Newark, New Jersey. Newark, New Jersey, on New York City label. So we started out 1957 with the Serenaders. I Wrote a Letter on the Chock Full of Nuts record label. That's a group that also recorded on MGM and Ray Calx.
Yeah, and by the way, I was born in Newark, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
So I'm glad you started the set off with
uh-huh.
that. And
I'd like to tell you that I knew that.
Yeah, somebody just told you that recently, right?
Right.
Yeah. What's up next?
Well, we've got two more songs that will complete a three-record set, Saluting Newark, New Jersey. We'll back it up to 1954, The Gentleman, on the Apollo record label, Something to Remember You By, and then from October 1956, The Angels, also out of Newark, New Jersey, Glory of Love on the G record label. So it's a Newark, New Jersey set on New York City labels, just for your audience, the Big Beat audience here at Rutgers.
Clouds roll by a little. shall have each other's heart. You've got to
take a little, let your heart break a little,
win a little, lose a little.
Percent of all child safety seats are improperly installed in vehicles, putting children at serious risk.
Infants ride rear-facing for the first year. Toddlers between 20 and 40 pounds ride facing forward in a child seat with a harness. For bigger kids, the law requires a booster seat to age 8 or 80 pounds.
Traffic crashes are the biggest cause of death for children. Make sure your kids are properly restrained on every trip.
And parents, if you buckle up, your children will too.
This message from the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Don't be Rocky, you're our guest disc jockey now.
Yes, we do have a very special guest disc jockey here in the studio, Mr. George Frunze. And I want to tell you before we go any further, and many of you who know George know this fact already, everything that he brought with him and everything that you'll be hearing on this show tonight is from or are from original 45 RPMs from the time they first came out. And that's what George brought with him, and it's really nice to have them here with the great warm sound of original vinyl. And George, tell us about a little bit more what we've got.
Okay, we just finished the three record set Saluting Newark, New Jersey, and we want to correct the label. The first record was from 1957, the Serenaders from Chock Full of Hits record label out of New York City. Secondly, the Gentlemen on the Apollo record label, New York City label. Again, the group, the Gentlemen out of Newark, New Jersey, Something to Remember You By. And finally, the Angels out of Newark, New Jersey on New York City's G record label with Bernard Lynn up front as lead singer and Glory of Love.
I think the Serenaders on the Chock Full of Nuts is even rarer pressing than the one you boys.
It is.
It's very
yeah.
rare. There's very few of those know.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. That's so good. All right. Now, we have something looks like Asbury Park.
Yes, we do. So we'll move from Newark, New Jersey to Asbury Park, New Jersey. And the first one, this will be the only four record set that we play this evening. We're going to feature all four records done by the V8s, a group out of Asbury Park. Great group. Stoney Jackson doing most of the lead singing with the group. But first from 1959, and this is the only one on a different label. This first one is on the Most record label. Well, that's Morty Craft's label from 1959 on Most. It's entitled Please Come Back. And if you listen real close to the song, it's got a melody resemblance to Jimmy Jones' record on Central and on Apt, Blue and Lonely. Sounds very similar, the melody. Then we'll move to the Vibro record label, and Vibro is very appropriate. So we've got a Vibro record label out of Belmar, New Jersey, featuring a group from Asbury Park. First from 1960, Guess What, then from 1960, My Heart, and then finally the fourth record in our V8 set, 1961, the V8s singing Let's Take a Chance.
I want to send these out to Bobby Thomas. Is all right with you, George?
Absolutely.
Bobby Thomas. This is for you, Bobby, and all the listeners of the Big Beat Show. Here we go. On the Most label.
Come back. bom, bom, bom.
La, la, la.
say.
Let's take a chance. Let's take a chance.
After the first embrace, you may find that your heart's warm like a mine. It may be, let's take a chance and see.
Let's take a chance.
After the first kiss, you may know that you love me, or love me so. It may be, let's take a chance and I'll see. One time is all we need to make love a success. One time is all we need to find happiness. Let's take the first step together. Maybe you'll want me near you forever. It may be, let's take a chance and the sea.
I said, darling, are you?
Oh, George Frunze, what a beautiful four record set you just gave us. Thank you very much for that.
Really is. Great group.
Yeah.
Nice group, the V8s, saluting Asbury Park, New Jersey. First on the Most record label out of New York City from 59, Please Come Back. And I'm sure your audience recognized the resemblance to Jimmy Jones' Blue and Lonely on Central and Apt. Then the last three were all on the Vibro record label. Vibro Records out of Belmar, New Jersey. First up, Guess What, followed by My Heart and Let's Take a Chance, featuring a great group from Asbury Park, New Jersey, the V8s.
Yeah, very good. And, George, I think we'll take a little break here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you began your record collecting and how you got into this?
Be happy to do it. Somehow the sound.
Yeah, I think it's. I have the same thing. I think it's going out over the air, right, but this the headphones we have.
Okay.
Because the dials say that we're cooking here.
Okay, if you say so. I think I'm too close. Okay, very good. Started collecting. Now, first of all, my Philadelphia roots, given WIBG, Jerry Blavitt, and disc jockeys of that type, really got me interested in music during the time I was in the 7th and 8th grade. It stayed with me through high school, stayed with me throughout the rest of my life. Started collecting common group records through the 60s and the 70s, things like In the Still of the Night, Could This Be Magic, songs like that. And then it was finally during the late 1970s, early 1980s, when I started to become very serious about collecting what we might call the hardcore collector's item records, and began collecting at that time. I've got about 11,000 records, and my collection is just exclusively vocal group harmony.
And it's also just, you only collect 45 RPM.
Only 45 RPM.
No other.
I have one 78 RPM record. Someone gave it to me.
Well, what is it? Tell us.
It's Just for You and I by the Supremes on Ace, and I have it framed in my record room.
Nice. That's a beautiful, record. And there's something else about you that I think my listeners already know, but why don't you tell us also about what you do on Sunday nights on Gold Radio?
Yeah, Sunday nights, Gold Radio is from 8 to 10 o'clock, www.goldoldies.com, from 8 to 10 o'clock down on the street corner. I've been on the radio, well, about 15 years now with several stations, but most recently with Gold Radio. We feature the R&B vocal group Street Corner Sounds from the 1950s and the early 1960s. And as I say on the air, it's an old-time radio show. We spin records. We also have the opportunity of bringing, usually once a month, sometimes more, collectors from around the country to come in and share the great rare morsels from their collection. We're happy to announce that you will be visiting down on the street corner at some point in the September, October, November time frame.
And you talking to me?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, you bet. And it's so nice that Ron Lockwood, who was nice enough to join me on the trip up to visit you today and to be on your show. Ron has visited many times. And of course, Ron has a wonderful show, too, so we'll maybe talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, I think right after the next set we'll talk to Ron a little bit, get him in here.
But down on the street corner... pretty popular show, I'd like to think.
Yes, it is.
Pretty nice listener base, and been some spectacular collectors that have been on of late. Lou Silvani was down in June. Gordon and Frank from Hofstra University were down in the July time frame. Joanne McGuire just visited. We've got Charlie Horner coming in the September time frame. Sal Ardigliano, Lou Rollo. Got Pete Yaffe coming in the springtime, in the March-April time frame. So it's pretty powerful collectors bringing in. We feature this music. We love this music. We have a passion for this music, as you know.
I also want to mention the guy ahead of you, Sam Carson, also has a very good show. I tune into that as often as I possibly can. He's on at 6 o'clock, right, to 8 o'clock?
He's on from 6 to 8 with the Sunday Night Train. He does a great job. Sam has been a disc jockey for a number of years at a number of Maryland stations, and we're certainly happy to have Sam at Gold Radio.
And tell us again how people can access it. We'll talk about it even later, but for now.
www.goldoldies.com on your computer. Just hit... click and play and listen, and as soon as you do, you'll be listening to Gold Radio. We're on 24/7, and we only play this music. And disc jockeys are on just about every night of the week.
Mm-hmm. Listeners, if you tune in there, you'll know you got the right spot when you're there. And I guess we've got some more records to play, too.
Yes, George. We do.
What's up next on this turntable? One of my favorite labels.
Well, after featuring a nice V8 label, V8s from Asbury Park, New Jersey. Let's feature some New Jersey labels that featured songs performed by rare groups from elsewhere around the United States. So we'll start out with a very, very familiar label to anyone in New Jersey and anyone in record collecting, the Savoy record label from Newark, New Jersey. Mr. Lubinsky's label will go back to 1952. And while it's a Newark, New Jersey label, Savoy, let's feature the Four Buddies from Baltimore, Maryland. And we'll send it out to my buddy right here, Ron Lockwood. Since he's from Baltimore, Maryland, we'll feature What's the Matter with Us. Then from 1956 on the Premium record label out of Linden, New Jersey, let's just go right under the tunnel, right over to New York City, and feature the Montclairs out of New York City on Linden, New Jersey's Premium record label with Give Me a Chance. And then finally, 1959. Let's step out to Cleveland, Ohio for a group called the Future Tones. The title of the song is I Know, but it's on the Tress record label. Tress Records out of Flemington, New Jersey. Three great records by groups from elsewhere around the United States performing on wonderful New Jersey labels.
Seems wrong. I just can't see why we can't get along. Darling,
pretend. I know it was my fault. Please let me make amends. What's the matter with me?
Thank you. faith.
Oh, you really hurt me with that one, George. That was great, though.
Great record, I'll tell you.
It certainly is, yeah.
Would love to know how a group from Cleveland, Ohio, gets recorded on a record label from Flemington, New Jersey. But we featured in that set, Lou, three great rare groups from around the country, all of which had the pleasure of recording on great New Jersey labels. We started out with the Four Buddies, and we sent it out to my good buddy Ron Lockwood, who's here, nice enough to make the trip with me, from 1952 on Savoy, What's the Matter with Me. Then from 56, the Montclairs from New York City on the premium record label out of Linden, New Jersey, Please Give Me a Chance. And then finally, 1957, The Future Tones, Cleveland, Ohio, on Tress out of Flemington, New Jersey, from 1957, I Know.
I'm surprised there even was a record label in Flemington, New Jersey. It's a little town.
There could have been too much else in the town other than Tress Records.
Yeah,
that might have been it.
Not at that time, that's for sure. Before we go any further, we're going to talk to Ron Lockwood in a moment, but before we go any further, I want to take this time to thank my good buddy Angelo Pompeo for being here last week and giving us a wonderful, wonderful program. Thanks very much, Angelo. Hope to have you on again, as you know, again soon in the future. Great collector and good guy, Angelo Pompeo. Thank you very much. And now we have Ron Lockwood, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit, Ron.
Well, thank you, Lou. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's certainly great to have you here, and I'm glad you accompanied George here. And I understand he wouldn't have gotten here without you.
Yes, that's been several trips we've
just
made
kidding.
Like that.
I'm just kidding. Ron, tell us about you. You're a collector, obviously.
Yes, I've been collecting seriously probably since the 67, 68 era. And I've amassed about 20,000 records. I also do a radio show out of Wharton, Chestertown, Maryland, which goes into the Baltimore area. And I've been on there for the last 4 years, and prior to that I was at Towson University for a number of years. And I just enjoy this music just like you guys. This is great. And I have one New Jersey story to go along with this. I grew up in the Baltimore area, and I lived across the street from a packing house in the 1950s where they brought vegetables in. And during the summer, a Sunday afternoon, evening, the trucks would start lining up with tomatoes during the summer. And everybody looked for the New Jersey tags on the trucks because they had the best tomatoes.
You're absolutely right. And it was this time of year, too. Tomatoes are really good this time of year.
I love those. To this day, I love New Jersey tomatoes.
And, you know, they really are different.
They are.
I don't know why, but they are.
Believe me, being living across from a packing house, you were a connoisseur.
Yeah.
You knew your vegetables.
Well, it's great to have you here. And I'm glad you told us about your radio show and your record collecting and about the tomatoes.
Thank you. Very important stuff. I'll turn this back to George.
All right. Thanks a lot. George? Boy, we just keep on going here. We got, it's 6:41 here in New Brunswick. You're listening to the Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM. My name is Lou Rollo. I think most of you know that. And as I mentioned, I have a very special guest here with original 45s only, Mr. George Frunze, and he's taken us through just a wonderful, wonderful show with all New Jersey-related records, and we got more coming up. George, what do we have up next?
We do. We've got three records coming up featuring rare New Jersey groups. So now we'll bring it home and stay right here in New Jersey. Starting out first on the same label that we just featured, the Montclairs, the premium record label out of New York City. But let's go to Roselle, New Jersey. Let's feature the Escorts with Marion Saunders up front singing lead on Sorry with the Escorts, then to Jersey City, New Jersey, the Shantons on the J-Mar record label. We'll feature Triangle Love from 1960, and finally on the Flip record label, Flip Records, that's FLIPP at the end, from Paterson, New Jersey, the Parliaments out of New Jersey, from 1960, song entitled Lonely Island.
And here they are.
Sorry, sorry,
I'm sorry. We had to part. I made you cry. Please.
Yeah.
Well, Lou, we just featured a three-record set featuring very rare New Jersey groups, starting out from August 1956 on the Premium record label, Premium Records, Linden, New Jersey. The Escorts out of Roselle, New Jersey, with Marion Saunders up front singing Sorry. Then to Jersey City, New Jersey, to the J-Mar record label, to the Shantons out of Jersey City, 1960, Triangle Love. And finally, pretty unusual record on the Flip record label, Flip with two P's at the end, song entitled Lonely Island on Flip by the Parliaments, 1960.
Yeah, I set them up a little differently. I played the Parliaments before the Shantons, but I want to say that record on Flip, I've never seen that record anywhere.
I've got two of them.
Yeah, no, you have one on a red label and a yellow label.
Right.
Same song, and they are different versions, and even the times, they indicate the times are different on both of them. So
the different group is a bit more emphatic on the red labeled Flip, and that's the one we featured.
Yeah.
It's just that the record is a bit injured, and I'm sure your listeners may have picked up a little bit of static and rough play.
They're used to that here.
The yellow record plays perfect. It's just not quite as rare, and the group isn't as profound. So we featured the red label Flip because your turntables are top-notch.
Oh, thank you. Well, either one you played, I'm really glad you played it because that's just something new for me, and that's what I like. Like to have that once in a while. And I think we've got... You want to send a dedication out?
Yes, I'd like to send this out to two what I would call glorious groups of people. First, to all of your listeners, I'd like to dedicate the whole show to all of your listeners who have been listening religiously and loyally to the Big Beat Show. Wonderful job. And Lou, what a great job you do. What a pleasure it is to be on your show and how delightful it is to be here and send out all of these great sounds from New Jersey to all of your listeners around the country. But also,
Thank you very much.
To those who are nice enough to listen to Down on the Street Corner each and every Sunday evening, to each and every one of them, too many to mention, but to all of you out there, you know I love you, and thank you for listening to this great music.
Yeah, it's really for those people that we do what we do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It really is.
It's so wonderful to share this music, and it's such a kick.
Yeah, I wouldn't give this up for anything. I really wouldn't. We were talking before the show.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't give this up for anything. And we got, let's see, the next group, the Sentimentals. I was telling George before, I actually saw the Sentimentals at an outdoor sort of a dance at West Orange. They were from Newark and out at West Orange, New Jersey. And Wayne Sterling, my buddy, got them to sing and do their records at this outdoor dance. And they were, I guess I was 16 or 17, and they were old. They were like 24 and 25. But
wow.
Yeah, they were old then. But we got stuff up by the Sentimentals coming up right next. Then we have my good buddy and fellow record collector George Frunze here to tell us about him.
Yes, three records featuring Newark, New Jersey Sentimentals, as Lou indicated. First record we're going to feature from October 1957, first pressed on Mint, second pressed on the Checker record label. Song entitled I Want to Love You. Then 1957 on the Mint record label, New York City. The group, of course, Newark, New Jersey with Wedding Bells. And finally, the Sentimentals from 1958 on Mint featuring Sylvester Jackson, Michael Riggins, Edward Copeland, Ralph Gamble. Put them all together. The Sentimentals singing the last song from 58 on Mint. I'm your fool always.
La la la.
I wanna love you. Carol McKinney of the Kodaks, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show.
Ding dong!
Ding dong!
Ding dong!
Choose.